USA Radio News.
All eyes on Monday are on President Trump's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now we're hearing after the meeting on Monday, there will be a joint news conference. Senator Lindsey Graham has a prediction for this meeting.
I have a lot of faith in President Trump. Putin ran over Obama because he was so weak in the eyes of President Putin. President Trump needs to convince President Putin that he wants a better relationship, but things have to change to get it. At the end of the day, Putin doesn't respect Trump, this will be a failed summit. I believe that President Trump is going to lay out what a good relationship will look like and challenge Putin to get there. And if he fails to get there, that Trump's going to convince him, unlike Bush, unlike Obama, you'll pay a price on my watch.
A new Gallup survey shows that 62% of Americans believe China's trade policy towards the United States is unfair. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Sarah Palin went on ABC's Good Morning America Friday to discuss her experience of being duped by comedian Sacha Baron Cohen for his new Showtime series, Who is America? Palin was first asked how this whole interview came to be.
Well, it was proposed to me as a legitimate interview to speak about veterans' issues and our military and current events to a new audience. It was supposed to be this big-time Showtime documentary, and it was passed on to me by a speakers bureau, which, you know, I would assume had done some vetting. But this quote-unquote comedian is obviously very good at lying, at duping people, because look at the long list now since I've come out and described my experience. All these other guys, all these men coming out now saying, oh, yeah, me too.
A firefighter was killed Saturday while battling a wildfire near Yosemite National Park in California. Fire officials say the blaze has burned over 130 acres. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their Buy One, Get One Free Special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free Special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free Special, and enter promo code USA.
A new study on teens and high blood pressure shows a dramatic jump in numbers. Dr. Jill Ashton joined Good Morning America to discuss teens and high blood pressure.
You don't normally think of the word teens and hypertension in the same sentence, but we know now that it's a major issue, and identifying it early is important because if that goes on to adults with hypertension, that is a setup for cardiovascular disease, stroke, and so it's important to get a good look at this. Last year, the American Academy of Pediatrics came out with new guidelines. They lowered the threshold to 130 over 80, basically. That is now the cutoff for youths and teens. And so a recent study done by the CDC wanted to look at the numbers in the country. They found that 1 in 7 U.S. teens or youths had blood pressure greater than 130 over 80, and about 800,000 now met this new diagnosis. So that's concerning. The good news is that even though they've lowered the threshold, right, bringing in more people with that diagnosis, overall, the numbers are going down, so kind of a good news, bad news situation.
So, Dr. Ashton, is medication the best way to treat teens with high blood pressure?
Some cases, yes, but here's the important thing when you're talking about this age group. Mm-hmm. Lifestyle modifications are key. So what does that mean? We start with food is your medicine.
Good.
Most people are familiar with lowering sodium. Increasing foods with potassium, just as important. Getting daily exercise can lower those numbers. And yes, in certain children, and these are not only obese youths and teens, they will need medication.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.